welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Got all the information up for our Vegas trip in January 2015. Make sure you go to the Sean Green Show for details on how you can go. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. Is at the Sean Green Show if you want to follow me on Twitter. Also, if you want to check me out on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. Definitely want to thank Ray Carcello at EGMnow.com for letting us know the latest in video games. We're going to move over to gaming accessories and to talk about that. We got the director of Logitech G, Vincent Tucker. He's on a super celebrity hotline with us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much. Just closing out my day.
Oh, man. You probably have a lot of stuff going over there at Logitech. And one thing I definitely want to talk about was, you know, computer gaming, because we have a big fan base as far as computer gamers go. And one product I did see was the Logitech G910, the Orion Spark RGB mechanical keyboard. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So when Logitech G approaches a product, what we do is we try to understand what it is that the gamer needs, and then we build the best product based on that understanding. So one of the things that we did with the G910 Orion Spark was that we kind of went back to square one, and we looked at the market, and if you know anything about keyboards and gaming, you know that there has been this reemergence of the mechanical keyboard. Yeah. And that reemergence has really, I mean, it's been amazing, right? I mean, it's growing and growing and growing to high double-digit percentages in the gaming space. So what we did is, looking at what's out there on the market, there are, you know, excellent key switches from a number of different people, but most of those were created for a typing application, right? So to make typing better for you. But what we did instead of doing that is we said, okay, what does a gamer need? What are the key attributes a gamer needs? Uh-huh. And we zeroed in on three things, right? One is durability. A second one is the actuation distance, so how fast it acts, which is important. And the final one is based on lighting.
Yeah.
So with the first one about durability, so many mechanical keyboards out there will survive up to about 50 million cycles. Now, our key switch that we designed from the ground up will survive to 70 million cycles, which is a long, long, long time.
Okay. Now, as far as the gaming, now, a lot of people always ask me this, the difference between just a regular keyboard and a gaming keyboard, and how, you know, important the responses are for gaming. Is there a significant difference in the response time?
Yeah, there can be, and that's the second point that I had mentioned, right? It's the actuation distance. It's how far you push the key down before it activates. So on most mechanical key switches, right, it's you're traveling 2 millimeters or 3 millimeters before it activates. We've reduced that by 25%, so your action is communicated 25% faster in the game context. On other keyboards, which are scissor key keyboards or chiclets or rubber dome keyboards, you have varying degrees of activation depending on what the distance of the throw is. And some of those have positive feedback, meaning you feel the popover when the switch actually activates, versus others that you don't feel that popover in the right amount of time. And it's important from a gaming perspective to feel that feedback, that tactile feedback,
yeah,
so that you know when you've activated that switch so you can move on to your next action.
Now, let's move on to the Logitech G302, the gaming mouse. Can you tell me a little bit more about that product, and how did you come to the overall design? How did you decide that was going to be the overall design of that?
So the big thing there is when we originally started out with the G302, we were looking at it as targeting at the MOBA genre, which is multiplayer online battle arena.
Mm-hmm.
And the gist of that is these are games like Dota 2 and League of Legends and Smite and Heroes of New Earth. And what's really important for that is that the clickability is very, very good and positive. So when we set out on this course, we spent approximately 1 year working on just the clicks, and then we integrated feedback as we were developing those from esports professionals. And we went around the world. We went to Korea. We went to China. We went to the U.S. And we talked with all of these esports professionals to find out what their feedback was on those. And, you know, the funny thing about that particular product is, you know, as we were moving forward with the project, we thought we had it nailed. But then when we got the feedback from the pros, they said, hey, this needs to be refined here and there. And we ended up delaying the project for over 2 months just to get it right to integrate their feedback. So that's kind of the short story of the G302.
Oh, wow. Another product is the Logitech G series is the G430 surround gaming headset. Now, what sets this apart from the other headsets on the market? And out of curiosity, why are headsets so important to gamers?
So to the first question, what sets us apart on the market is if you utilize our software, it delivers 7.1 sound. And this is also addresses your second question, right? So the thing about 7.1 sound is when you're playing a game, you want to be fully immersed. You want to be as immersed as you can possibly get. So whenever you're playing a game, you know, if you're just in stereo mode, you only have a right and left channel, that doesn't give you the level of immersion you need. So if you're, you know, playing, you know, Skyrim or something, and you're moving through the bushes and something is sneaking up behind you, you want to be able to hear whatever's sneaking up behind you so you can react to it. And that's kind of the where the audio from a headset, what sets it apart versus how it impacts your gameplay, comes together. There are a couple other features about that particular product, one of which is it's very lightweight, so it's easy to wear for long periods of time. A second feature is that we have a sports mesh on the ear cups, on the cushions, that holds it to your forehead or to your the side of your head, and those are removable and washable, so you can clean those up. Because, as you know, many people play for extended periods of time, and if you have a headset on your head, you know, chances are it can get scuffed or it can get soiled. So we want to give that option to clean it up.
Yeah, and the one thing I know is that Logitech has been around for a very, very long time. Because I used to buy, you know, all my web cameras, they were always, you know, Logitech. That's the only ones I actually use. Can you tell me more about the C920?
Yeah, the Logitech C920 is a fantastic webcam, right? So first of all, it's full HD, 1080p, right? So it's great for any type of communication, whether you're doing Skype calls or calls in any other way, right? It has an apparatus that attaches itself and balances it on your computer screen or your laptop screen. It auto-focuses, so you don't have to worry about, you know, messing around with it in any way. It's got a low-light camera, so regardless of kind of the lightness in your room, of course, it works best in bright light, but regardless of the level of light in the space that you're working, it shows you up in, you know, full HD, super rich colors.
Oh, wow, and there you have it. Vincent Tucker, director for Logitech G. Make sure you check out all the cool projects. I mean, in all projects and products at Logitech.com. If you want to follow them on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Logitech G. Make sure you check that out. Vincent, thanks so much for doing the show. You gave us a lot of information there on the Sean Green Show, man.
Thanks so much for having me, Sean.
And we'll be back right after this.